find myself roaming the halls aimlessly, looking for something fun to do or someone to talk to. And today, I got lucky because I ran into Mike Hall, who has by far one of the most fun, exciting, and cool offices that I've seen in a really long time. So, Mike Hall, what do you do here at Microsoft besides, you know, entertain random passerbys like myself?
Well, that's part of the core of my job, is just entertaining people that are walking by the office all the time, obviously,
like
with
that.
The array of gadgets that I've got in here.
Yeah.
My core job is software architect for the Windows CE and Windows XP embedded operating systems,
okay,
which are operating systems that go into devices that you probably see and use every single day without even knowing that they're there.
So devices like we talked about, you mentioned cell phones. What else?
Well, I've just got a small sampling here of devices that you probably use every day. Without even knowing that there is intelligence or an operating system inside of these devices. So I'll give you a quick walkthrough.
Computers everywhere.
Exactly. Without you even knowing.
Yeah. It's scary.
So you probably have or either have or seen devices like this. This is a portable navigation device from Pioneer. So this obviously gives you the ability to put in a destination and get to that destination. But many of these devices now give you the ability to connect through your cell phone for voice and data connectivity, as well as do media playback and these kind of things.
Now, this is running on Windows.
This is running Windows CE as the core operating system inside of the device.
Okay.
But of course, you'd never know. When it boots up, it just boots directly into the experience of giving you that GPS navigation experience.
So would you say that then, in order to get this constructed, Pioneer sort of teamed up with Microsoft and they used their CE to implement it? Or how was that partnership established?
Well, we have a set of development tools. It's called Platform Builder to build a custom version of Windows CE. The operating system is divided into about 700 individual features, which means that somebody like Pioneer or anybody else can choose the exact set of components they need for their operating system and build and customize based on that.
Very cool.
We have some other examples here.
Yeah, what else do you guys do? Digital photo frame, I've seen those.
Electronic picture frame, but there is a change happening in the digital picture frame arena. So many people that have frames like these probably take an SD card or a compact flash card or a USB stick and plug that into the picture frame to get their images. So if you want to send images to your friends or family, you have to do the same thing.
Right.
Put it on a stick, put it in the post, wait for them to get it, plug it in, see the images.
Not very here and now.
Exactly right. So many of these newer picture frames give you the ability to upload your pictures directly into a cloud service like Flickr or LifeSpaces or something like that. And then the frame can be configured to connect to that RSS feed that contains the pictures, which means that I can take my photographs, I can upload to the cloud, and then my friends and family who have subscribed to the same service through their picture frame can just instantly get those pictures downloaded.
So let me see the back of that bad boy. So this is, it doesn't have an active internet connection. Is it, it's wireless?
It's wireless, yes, correct.
And so somewhere is there some sort of software that goes with it? Like you plug it into your computer and you hook it up to which ones you want to sign up for? How does that work?
So many of these picture frames have a web server built onto the picture frame. So when you plug it onto your home network, you simply use your desktop web browser to browse to the picture frame and configure the feeds and services that it's going to be using.
I love it. All right, what else you got?
Well, over here we have a heart rate monitor or a patient monitor that you'll typically find inside of a hospital. And of course, again, this is another example of a device that needs intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's connected to multiple sensors.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you see whose heart rate we're monitoring?
Yes. Somebody called B. Gates.
Barbara.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's another device. It's running the Windows CE operating system inside of the device. Again, you'd have no clue as a patient hooked up to it or somebody using the system. You wouldn't necessarily know that it has an operating system, that it's running a Microsoft operating system inside of that device.
So now have these companies, obviously, they've sort of paid Microsoft for use of their CE?
Yes. There is a licensing fee for the operating system. We actually license the operating system at two different levels. $3 for about 80% of the operating system and about $15 for everything else.
Wow. And are there other operating systems out there that they have to choose from, or are we the standalone in the marketplace?
Oh, no. The marketplace is hugely fragmented.
Okay.
So there are multiple.
We're just the best.
There. Exactly right. Exactly right. So this is just one operating system. We have multiple options in terms of embedded operating systems. We have the .NET Micro Framework.
Sure.
We have Windows CE. And we also have Windows XP Embedded, which is a componentized version of Windows XP that you run on your desktop machine.
Very cool.
And in fact, this jukebox.
One. Yeah, let's talk about this bad boy.
So this is an internet-connected jukebox. And by internet-connected, that means that inside of a bar or a club or something like that, you'll find this connected to a wall.
Yeah.
Being internet-connected means that the manufacturer of this device can dynamically update its catalog of songs and albums and album art and so on. So you as a user simply put in your money, You'll choose from albums or artists. Again, when it boots up, it boots directly to
this
UI.
Now, is this using like the Zune Marketplace, or what sort of interface are you using?
So this is not using the Zune Marketplace. This is using, in this case, Rockola's backend servers.
Okay, something that they've created on their own.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
So in this case, you have a really dynamic UI, sliders to kind of choose whichever artist you want to use. You choose your album, you choose your songs. If those albums, those artists, those songs are not directly down on this machine. Mm-hmm. It's got a hard drive built in, so it can connect up to the Rockola backend servers,
Pull
that music down dynamically, and then start playing it. So that means that you no longer have to send an engineer out to each machine to get it updated and put on new music or whatever else.
That's great. And you said this is using Windows XP embedded?
Yes, correct.
Seems a little bit more fancy.
It's certainly bigger. The advantage here is that every technology that's supported on Windows XP desktop is supported by Windows XP embedded.
Great.
So any app that runs on the desktop will run here.
Wow.
Potentially, yeah. So they're taking advantage of features like DirectX or, you know, other technologies that you'd expect. Obviously, the media playback capabilities of Windows XP are just there as well, right?
So now, would you say this is one of the more advanced or like higher end uses of embedded products, or is this just the tip of the iceberg?
This is one example. There are literally thousands of different devices out there, ranging from gas pumps to sewing machines to, you know, small portable devices like GPS navigation.
Right, but in terms of like the big ones, like maybe this one, is this something that is going to blow our minds?
Well, this is another example of a device running on Windows CE.
Okay.
This is a robot which is created by a company called iRobot. This is the iRobot Create.
Really? I think I have that webcam.
This one?
Yeah, no?
This is the Logitech QuickCam.
Okay, yeah, I do have that.
5000. So the base robot is a robot created by a company called iRobot.
Okay.
And there is a huge community around this of people, if you like, hacking the robot. They provide a set of interfaces. You can plug in your own connection to the robot to get feedback from things like bump sensors on the front.
Huh.
So if it runs into something, you can make a decision about turning left, turning right, reversing back, or whatever else. And what we've done here is taken a Windows CE board with a webcam attached to it and used this to add intelligence directly on top of the iRobot Create to give it the ability through the camera to detect the, you know, motion of other robots or upcoming obstacles that are in the
robot. So is it remote controlled?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So you can actually run this in two different ways. In this case, we're using a Microsoft Research product, which is called Robotic Studio, to program the robot. And there are two ways that this can work. You can either have the software running on your desktop, connected to the robot, which then takes the commands from the desktop.
Right.
Or in this case, for a robotics competition that we're running at our developers conference this year.
Oh, when's that?
Oh, it's already happened in May.
Okay. I wasn't invited.
Oh, dear.
Next May, people.
Exactly. So in this case, with Robotic Studio, which supports Windows CE as one of its targets, we built the application. In fact, built and customized the application, which is part of the competition, downloaded the application onto the robot, put them into a sumo fighting ring, and then the robots had to find each other and knock each other out of the ring.
Very cool.
So all of the software was running locally here, directly down on the robot.
That's amazing. Can we see him go? Will he move?
It'll certainly move around.
Okay. And now, what is he trained to do right now? Just not bump into things?
So at the moment, it will just avoid obstacles. That's the main thing that it will try and do. So it will start moving around, and it will try and just kind of find its environment. And it has various sensors around it to see, you know, what's going on. It's kind of confined at the moment.
Feeling out of spurts.
Yeah. So that's what the robot does. The ring that we were fighting in was about 6 foot across with two of these robots in it, and they were capturing images from the camera to see the other robot.
Oh, cool.
And then obviously try and push that other robot out of the ring.
Did he win?
This specific robot didn't win. The way the competition ran was that the people that came third, second, and first in the competition got to take the robot and the hardware home with them at the end of the competition.
Very cool.
We had, I guess, about 40 different teams taking part in that competition. This is just one of the sample robots that we have for that competition.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much. This has been very educational and entertaining. I had no idea, you know, computers really are all around you in the smallest of little devices. It's kind of a little bit creepy.
I wouldn't say creepy. It's great.
It's great. That's what I meant. It's great. Yay.